Next patient is George Gaskins. That is G-A-S-K-I-N-S, Gaskins. George, G-O-R-G, date of birth is 4-13-1941. Date of visit is 2-7-24. Plenary copy for Coretta Murphy, M.D., C-O-R-E-T-T-A, Coretta. C-O-R-E-T-T-A, M.D., Murphy, M.D. Please, let's see, date of visit was 2-7-24. Next paragraph, Dear Coretta, C-O-R-E-T-T-A, thank you for sending George Gaskins for pulmonary evaluation. Next, history of present illness. This is a 82-year-old male with a history of shortness of breath and wheezing. Has a past history of COPD and chronic kidney disease and diabetes as well as chronic anemia. The patient has dyspnea with minimal activity but denied chest pains. And he has had no significant leg swelling or calf muscle pains. He does use a nebulizer with albuterol and ipratropium solution as needed, as well as a Symbicort inhaler twice daily. He has gained weight. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of diabetes mellitus type 2, history of hypertension, and a past history for hernia repairs. Has peripheral vascular disease and peripheral neuropathy as well as dizziness with vertigo and gastroesophageal reflux. The patient had deep venous thrombosis of the lower extremities and history for congestive heart failure and has chronic kidney disease stage 3, history of coronary artery bypass grafting times 3, history of polyp of the colon and diverticulosis. Also has had a rotator cuff tear and shoulder pain and chronic atrial fibrillation. Surgery includes a resection of a hemangioma of the right forearm and a mole removed from the left chest and has had inguinal hernia repairs and rotator cuff repair. The patient has had femoral artery bypass and appendectomy and a history for mastoidectomy of the right ear. Also had a prostate biopsy and left knee replacement surgery and left lower extremity endarterectomy and profundoplasty. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked for one pack per day for 52 years and quit. Alcohol use none recently. Next paragraph, allergies to IVP dye. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died of heart disease, and father died of COPD. Next, review of systems. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss. He has cataracts, no glaucoma. He has hoarseness and wheezing. He has cough and shortness of breath. He has heartburn and constipation. And he has hay fever. Also has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. And denies any chest or jaw pain, but has arm and calf muscle pains. No depression or anxiety. He has easy bruising, joint pains, and muscle aches. No headaches, seizures, but has numbness of the extremities, memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph, medalist. Included pyrostatin, 80 milligrams daily. Eliquis, 5 milligrams BID. Doxazosin, 4 milligrams daily. Metformin, 1,000 milligrams daily. And protonix, 20 milligrams daily. Metoprolol, 25 milligrams BID. Plavix, 75 milligrams daily. Pravastatin, 80 milligrams HS. Symbicort inhaler, 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. Glipizide, 5 milligrams daily. And Entresto, 97-103 milligrams BID. Can you please add in the past history, the patient also has a history of diabetes mellitus type 2, hypertension, hypolipidemia, and atrial fibrillation. Next paragraph, physical exam. This elderly, moderately overweight, white male is alert, pale, no acute distress. Blood pressure 130 by 70, pulse is 72. Respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 199. HE and adenoms, phallic pupils reactive. Hungry is more, throat is injected, ears, no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thoracomegaly. Chest, equal movements with the decreased excursions. And occasional wheezes scattered bilaterally. Heart, the answers are irregular, some an S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds more active. Extremities, mild peripheral edema, no calf tenderness. The reflexes are 1+, with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD with emphysema and chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is history of diabetes mellitus. Number 3 is hypertension. Number 4, atrial fibrillation. And number 5, history of DVT. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilated studies. CBC, complete metabolic profile. And she was advised to use Duo Nebs, one unit dose TID with a nebulizer. And he would be sent for a polysomnographic study to see if he has obstructive sleep apnea. A follow-up visit we arranged in 1 month, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Coretta Murphy, M.D., Coretta Murphy, M-U-R-P-H-Y. MD, Miss Dr. D'Souza. Copy for her, please. Please add in the final diagnosis, possible obstructive sleep apnea, final diagnosis. Thank you.